courage to reach for a star, or to go about the business of becoming what we already are.
You say, Bob?
Beautiful.
That was fantastic. If you're just joining us, we're in the WRTI Performance Studio. I'm Deborah Lou Harder with Bob Perkins. We've just heard Ms. Devon Gardner, soprano soloist, with Jay Flewellen, composer and pianist, Thomas Lloyd conducting and singing, also Carrie Lesson singing, Shafiq Hicks, baritone, and Bob Bryant also singing tenor. And wow, that was fantastic.
I don't know all these magnificent voices. But the two of them I do know and I haven't seen in many moons. The last time I saw late eyes on Miss Devon Gardner, she was doing a Duke Ellington Sacred Concert, and that was all of 30 years ago. So a lot of water has passed under the bridge, and I knew Dr. Flewellen before he was a doc. Congratulations, Doc.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, that was absolutely wonderful. And they're going to be performing this this coming weekend for Bucks County Choral Society with a huge cast of musicians, not just the wonderful quintet we have here with Thomas Lloyd, but how many voices will be singing, Tom?
About 140. 100. Three choirs, 140 voices.
140 voices. I have to ask you, Bucks County Choral Society does such a great wealth of repertoire that's quite unusual. From the classical repertoire, César Franck's The Beatitudes was on this season's program and also Handel's Israel and Egypt. What gave you the idea to perform a jazz work on this scale, Duke Ellington's Sacred Concerts, which he considered his most important work?
Well, I've been fascinated by this work for a long time, and the first time I attempted it was with Devon in 2005 with the Choral Society, and since then, we've done a couple of programs that were just sacred concerts with friends, and then we've done other programs that involved other music from the African-American diaspora, involving a number of styles, but always including something from sacred concerts.
Wow, it's really great to have that legacy in Devon. Devon, what was it like to sing with the Duke?
It was magical, because I was so young and so inexperienced. And what was wonderful was that I didn't have to change a thing. I thought I would have to try to be a jazz singer. But he didn't want that for his sacred concert. He wanted me just as I was, so I could use my own style, which was all in for his liking.
Oh, that's terrific. Bob, do you have anything to add to that?
Yes, I read one of the writers mentioned that you met Mr. Ellington when you were all of 16. that must have been a doozy.
And didn't even know anything. In fact, I hardly knew who he was, but I went to New York after meeting a woman who knew him as a very good friend. I was at a picnic with a lot of other singers in New Jersey, and she heard all of us singing as teenagers, and he called her and said, "I'm writing a new sacred concert. I need some young, fresh singers." And she said to him, "I know just the singers that you need." So she took both myself and Tony Watkins, another classmate of mine, to New York to audition. What was so unique is that Billy Strayhorn played for that audition. I didn't know him at that time, but I sang with the Billy Strayhorn as Duke sat on the couch. And instead of looking at Duke while I was singing, I turned my back to him and began to sing. I couldn't look at him because I was so scared. And he allowed me to grow up for 5 years from that audition to 1968 when we premiered the second sacred concert at St. John the Divine. He called and said, I've written a new sacred concert. Could you come to New York to be an understudy for Alice Babs from Sweden? And she's going to premiere, and you just watch and listen to her, and which is what I did.
Wow. That is really something else, to be able to sing for Duke Ellington with Billy Strayhorn as your accompanist, although
yes.
Jay Flewellyn is certainly doing a wonderful job.
Yes.
And a great creative spirit there. I would love to hear a little bit more music. What about you,
Indeed.
Bob?
Please.
What are we going to hear next?
I will be singing a song from the sacred concert called My Love.
Beautiful.
How does he do that?
Oh, my goodness. If you're just joining us, we're in the WRTI Performance Studio.
Oh,
I'm Deborah Lou Harder with Bob Perkins. We've just heard Ms. Devon Gardner sing My Love by Duke Ellington with composer and arranger Jay Flewellen at the piano. That was just beautiful. And a reminder that you can actually watch this whole performance on YouTube. Just go to our website, WRTI.org. The post is right there, and you can click on the link and see the performers as well as hear them.
I broke into radio about the time Duke Ellington was writing his first sacred concert. I guess he was as close to a Renaissance man as you can get. Dapper, well-spoken, pianist, arranger, composer, and one who contributed mightily to the Great American Songbook. You get too much good in that.
What made the sacred concert so special, Bob? What made the sacred concerts of Ellington so special?
Well, I think, as you mentioned earlier, he said it was one of his most creative things, one of the things that he really wanted to get off of his chest and you know, get out there. He had a lot of pet phrases. One was, when you can't contain someone, what was it? I had it down here, and I've forgotten what the heck it was. One was, music is my mistress, and she plays second fiddle to no one. Another one was, I love you madly. He coined a lot of phrases. And when he met someone who was just magnificent, he said they were beyond category. He was actually talking about himself. Mm-hmm. He was also beyond category. You couldn't pigeonhole him and contain him with a talent like that. Mm-hmm. You just couldn't confine him to maybe one or two things. So the sacred music just had to come out.
I love this quote by Ellington, since we're talking about, you know, his own ideas about music and his own unique take on music. Everyone prays in their own language, and there is no language that God does not understand, which applies so beautifully to this work that is going to be performed by the Bucks County Choral Society this coming Saturday and Sunday at the Episcopal Cathedral in Philadelphia and also in Doylestown at the Our Lady of Guadalupe Church. And Carrie Lesson, you will be bringing your choir as well. Bob Bryant, I think, also is involved with the Intermezzo Choir.
Yes, I'm happy to say that I am the director of the Intermezzo Choir Ministry, and we are happy to be a part of such a profound experience. And I'm sure that it will be a wonderful thing for everybody to come and to be a part of it and to listen and to take it all in.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Jay, you're also bringing your own choir. Not only are you a pianist, but you direct a Philadelphia choir.
Yes, we are entitled the Philadelphia Community Mass Choir, and we came together under the auspices of the Mann Music Center. Last August, we premiered a work that was commissioned by the Mann, and we've been together ever since. We've been performing, and we're happy to collaborate with Intermezzo and with the Bucks County Choral Society.
It's so magnificent when you have 140 voices singing together. I think we have one magnificent voice we're about to hear, a young baritone. Shafiq, what are you going to sing?
I'll be singing Don't Get Down on Your Knees to Pray.
And what does that mean?
It's very actually self-explanatory.
Okay.
So it'll be said throughout the song.
We'll listen.
Get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Don't get down to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Have you forgiven the sinner who kept you from being a winner, and the one who stole your bulging purse? lost the rancor in your heart for the hanky-panker, or for him, is there a little curse or worse? Oh, don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. No, don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Life is much too short to waste on negative thought for the one you think might harm you next. Don't dream of him with shakes. Forget mistakes he makes and throw away that dirty little hex. Hey, don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Have you forgiven your lover and the one whom you discovered coveting the loved one you adore? Have you done the thing that's right? Do you pray for them at night? Or is hatred seeping through your every pore? Hey, you, don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. That you'd like to use your knife. Don't do it, 'cause you'll wind up in the clink. And after you've calmed down cool, you'll find that gossips talk the fool, and nothing's on the brink of what you think. Well, don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. No, no, don't get down, hey, on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. It's harder to defeat than it is to spell. Revenge is not sweet, it's bitter as hell. May your prayers be answered, and may all your blessings be multiplied. But don't you dare pray for that which you have caused to be denied. Oh, don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Don't get down, no, 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 on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Oh, until you have forgiven everyone. Until you have forgiven everyone.
Oh, man.
Powerful.
That was tremendous. If you're just joining us, we are in the WRTI Performance Studio, and we've just heard Shafiq Hicks. He just sang, "Don't get down on your knees and pray until you've forgiven everyone." Shafiq, let's hear a little bit more about you. You're a Temple student.
Yes, I'm a Temple student by way of University of the Arts. And I've been at Temple for about 2 years now, and I'm planning on taking this semester off just to travel a little bit and to get my bearings and to do a lot more projects, too. I have something really big coming up, but I wish I could say something about it now, but they've asked me not to, so.
Well, I hope you'll be able to reveal that before too long. Bob, would you like to say anything to Shafiq?
I regret not having met Duke Ellington, but I did meet his son at Mercer and had a chance to hang out with Mercer Ellington for 3 days. And he told me a little bit about his dad and their relationship. And one story he related, he came in very late one night, and Duke had to stay up very late to see him about some music. And he stayed up too late, and Duke got mad.
Uh-oh.
And he came down the hall and knocked on Mercer's door. They were in a hotel. They were going to play their music for dancing for about a week. And he was very angry that his son had kept him up that long. And he said, "We need a song by tomorrow, 12 noon. And it was 3 o'clock in the morning. So Mercer had to sleep fast and then get this piece of music together, a whole piece of music for 16 men. Well, he did it. He slept fast, he got the music out, and lo and behold, it became one of the great Ellington songs of all time. Wow. Things ain't what they used to be.
Wow.
What you can do under pressure.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great story. You know, listening to you sing that song, all actually, Devon, your songs as well, and Shafiq, did Ellington write those words to his sacred concert music?
Those particular words were written by a priest from Canada, and he makes mention of that, I can't think of his name, Father, somebody another, but he wrote those particular words. But all of the other words of the songs were written by Duke. Each concert, which were three, became more simplistic. The song My Love, it said very little, but it said everything musically, because he finally realized that he answered his own question, is love a four-letter word for God, or is God a three-letter word for love? And he realized that it all love came from God. So that's why I just kept repeating, my love, because he realized that was the key, and that was the answer to his question.
That's so interesting. It's almost like a mantra.
Beautiful.
Very beautiful. And we are very excited to bring your music to our WRTI listeners and also to let them know that they can hear tremendous concerts this coming Saturday and Sunday, both at the Philadelphia Episcopal Cathedral and in Doylestown at Our Lady of Guadalupe Church, to hear a very large version of the Sacred Concerts by Duke Ellington with 140 voices, also a large jazz band led by Jay and directed by Thomas Lloyd, who is the director of the Bucks County Choral Society. And if people want to get tickets?
BucksChoral.org. In fact, if you want to save a little coin,
as Ellington might say, if you buy your tickets online, they're a little less than they are at the door. And both concerts are at 4 o'clock, even the Saturday one, which we thought was a really good time to do that. So Saturday afternoon at 4 at the Cathedral and Sunday afternoon at 4 at Our Lady of Guadalupe in Doylestown.
Fantastic. Well, mm-hmm. I think we have time for one more selection.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to hear for our final selection from our
this
wonderful
is
musicians?
It's going to be Come Sunday, which was actually written for one of his early jazz suites, Black, Brown, and Beige, but it became so... Johnny Hodges played the sax solo for it, and then he added words later for Mahalia Jackson.
Mahalia Jackson.
Right. So first it was instrumental, then he wrote the words for Mahalia, and then later on it became kind of the theme song for the Sacred Concerts.
Yes, the theme song, and it he used that in each one of the three Sacred Concerts come Sunday, because it was just so powerful and so moving. So,
Come Sunday by Duke Ellington, sung for us now by Devon Gardner, Carrie Lassen, Shafiq Hicks, Bob Bryant, Thomas Lloyd, and Jay Flewellen at the piano.
Powerful piece on which to end the program.
Thank you so much, everybody. Come Sunday by Duke Ellington, and We heard a wonderful group of musicians have a wonderful concert this weekend for Bucks County Choral Society. And thank you so much for being here.